From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. If you're a baseball fan, then you know it's impossible to watch a game these days without hearing about torpedo bats, the new bat design giving hitters unforeseen power. But what is it about these bats that allows players to hit the ball so deep? WWNO's Alana Schreiber reports for the Gulf States Newsroom from a bat manufacturer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Torpedo bats are all over the news these days. It started in late March, when the 2025 baseball season had just begun. Here's Tyler Kepner, senior baseball writer for The Athletic.
In the second game of the year, when the Yankees scored 20 runs and hit 9 home runs in the game.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! The Yankees' 9th home run of the day!
And there's always people who wonder about whether the ball is juiced or whatever.
But this time, it wasn't the ball people were talking about. It was the bat. So I decided to pay a visit to Marucci Sports in Baton Rouge. They're one of the top companies making this new so-called torpedo bat.
I'm in heaven. This is a baseball lover's dream room.
I'm standing in a conference room where bats line the walls, stairs, and ceiling. It's part of this big complex off the highway where the company constructs, finishes, and tests out the bats. I'm with Kurt Ainsworth, co-founder and CEO. Even he was amazed at how many people were talking about these bats.
It was not your normal just ESPN or MLB Network talking about baseball. It was people with Fox News and CNN talking about baseball. So everybody that's not even baseball fans know about torpedo.
Anyone who looks at a torpedo bat can tell. What makes them unique is their shape.
I mean, it looks like a bowling pin. I mean, they call it a torpedo because it sounds cooler, but it really does look like a bowling pin.
Traditional bats get bigger the higher up you go, but torpedo bats bulge about 3/4 of the way up and thin out at the top, like a bowling pin. In other words, there's a bigger sweet spot.
It's basically taking the girth and the size of the end of the bat and moving it into the hitting space, so it gives the player a better chance for success.
So let's say a major leaguer wants to try a torpedo bat. First, he comes to Baton Rouge. There, he'll meet with Micah Gibbs at Marucci's Baseball Performance Lab. Think some of the biggest stars in the MLB.
Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena.
And even my personal hero, Mets shortstop
Francisco Lindor.
Gibbs says a lot goes into finding the perfect bat for a player.
We have a fitting matrix. We have a bunch of different bats, different weights, weight distributions. We put them through an entire physical assessment before they even start swinging.
Once the player chooses the right bat, maybe even a torpedo bat, construction begins. Marucci owns their own wood mill in Pennsylvania. So first, they ship and dry the wood, usually maple.
So the bats come in as a billet of wood, and we will cut it into the shape of the bat, whatever that player specified for their bat.
That's Sager Allen, a wood operator. He's showing me around the factory side of the business, where they cut and sand every bat.
We have, I want to say, over 70,000 different models we can cut and make. So there's definitely an art form to it.
After the bats are cut, sanded, and weighed, they head over to the painting department. Once the bats are painted and knobbed at the bottom and inscribed with the player's often illegible signature, they're shipped to the athletes to test out. But I want to test out these bats too. We head to Marucci's on-site batting cages, the same ones where major leaguers, like Francisco Lindor, are getting fitted. But I'm not worried. I've played 2 seasons in an adult softball league. Micah grabbed some torpedo bats, and I've brought along Marty Sullivan. He's an LSU sports reporter, and today, my pitcher. He starts throwing, and I start swinging.
Are you trying to throw off-speed pitches?
Yes.
Just soft-toss it.
I didn't really notice the bat difference at first. I also wasn't getting too many hits. Then, after a couple more swings and negotiating with my pitcher, I started to get the hang of it.
It's always more of an opposite field kind of hitter.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. The sweet spot is bigger. So big, in fact, that earlier in the season, some wondered if the bats might get banned. But The Athletic's Tyler Kepner isn't too worried.
I mean, I think it's just an innovation for the hitters, honestly. And we've seen a lot of advancements the last few years in pitching technology and velocity and the way to make balls spin. So I think this is just, one time when the hitters are fighting back a little bit.
In other words, baseball is constantly evolving. And these torpedo bats are just the latest innovation in pushing the limits of the game. In Baton Rouge, I'm Alana Schreiber.